I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's next legislative session begins January 14th, but lawmakers already have plenty of bills to consider. WXIA reports that as of Monday morning, 17 pieces of legislation had been pre-filed. One bill would allow most Georgians to carry a firearm without a permit, while another would exempt certain women's hygiene products from a state sales tax. Two resolutions would bring Georgia in line with long-standing federal laws. One would prohibit the use of a poll tax in Georgia. Federal law made those taxes, often used as tools of voter suppression, illegal in the 1960s. Another resolution would repeal prohibition. Georgians have been free to drink alcohol since the U.S. repealed prohibition by constitutional amendment in 1933, but the state never officially ratified that amendment. A federal panel will review a request to rename a coastal Georgia creek. Governor Nathan Deal signed a bill last year to change the name of Runaway Negro Creek to Freedom Creek. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, it took Georgia Archives 8 months to then submit the request to federal officials. Archives officials didn't explain the delay. The request is now in the hands of the U.S. Board of Geographic Names, which maintains uniform use of place names. The board will consult with Chatham County leaders and Native American tribes before ruling on the name change. Well, it's been almost 2 weeks since the federal government shut down due to a funding dispute over a border wall with Mexico. GPB's Ross Terrell reports that the shutdown is starting to have a trickle-down effect in Georgia.
We're on furlough due to the lapse in federal government funding. Please feel free to leave a voicemail. However, please note, we do not have access to email or voicemail.
That's a snippet of the greeting you'll hear if you call the U.S. Forest Service for information about the Chattahoochee-Oconee National Forest. The federal agency helps the Georgia Forestry Commission with services like pest management, firefighting, and forest health. A commission spokesperson says they will still be able to do so, but at a slower pace. Some of the state's 71,000 federal civilian employees are furloughed, while others continue to work without pay. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A new audit says it costs more to keep inmates in privately run prisons than in those run by the state. Representative Terry England is the head of the State House Appropriations Committee. He told the AJC he doesn't know whether that estimate includes costs like state prison workers' pensions. England says he wants to dig into the numbers more before deciding whether to expand state prisons or spend more on private prisons. His committee requested the audit to see how criminal justice changes are affecting long-term projections for Georgia's prison population. The audit found that prison population growth has slowed, but is still expected to rise by more than 1,200 over the next 5 years. And the city of Augusta's new smoke-free ordinance is now in effect. It bans smoking in most bars and retail spaces. The only places that may continue to allow smoking will be hookah lounges and electronic cigarette stores that existed when the ordinance was adopted. The Augusta Chronicle reports nearly 10,000 businesses are affected. Restaurants were already smoke-free under a statewide law. Breathe Easy Augusta, the coalition that pushed for the ordinance, has been working with the city on materials, signs, and window decals for businesses to display. And in sports, it seems like it's always a bridesmaid, never a bride for the UGA Bulldogs. They lost the Sugar Bowl to the Texas Longhorns yesterday, 28-21. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.